A planned Skagway Ferry Dock refurbishment may knock out service for months, and Haynes gears up for the 24th annual Beer Fest. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Could Skagway go 3 months without ferry service? The Alaska Department of Transportation is planning a $6 million ferry dock refurbishment that would ideally happen this winter. The project would take the dock out of commission for a few months, which DOT says could leave Skagway without marine highway service. But DOT and the municipality are trying to work out a solution so that doesn't happen.
It's an old dock and it continues to deteriorate, and the longer we put off the refurbishment project, the more expensive it becomes for the state.
Jeremy Woodrow is spokesman for DOT. His agency met with Skagway leaders in recent weeks to discuss what to do with the ferry dock.
Right now, what we're doing with maintenance costs is basically putting band-aids on an issue that needs to be fixed sooner than later.
Let's talk about that sooner option. If DOT refurbishes the dock this winter, Woodrow says it would cause a 3-month disruption in service. Borough manager Scott Hahn doesn't like that option.
We would have to survive. You get on with, but I don't know how you make up for that, because there's so many people that rely on being able to get over to Juneau for dental appointments and health appointments and making other connections, and it's huge.
Without ferry service, Skagway residents would have to rely on flights, which are iffy in the winter, and the highway, which is also at the mercy of winter weather.
It's a very difficult thing for us to handle because we don't really have a road. You know, if you can say we can drive up into Canada, but Canadian border is not open all day long, you know, so there's difficulties there. And then getting to somewhere else in Alaska is mind-blowing as far as how many miles it is.
Woodrow says DOT doesn't want to cut off Skagway from ferry service.
We're trying to exhaust all of our options before we really say that there will be service disrupted.
One of those options is to put off the refurbishment until next winter. Woodrow says the Matanuska is scheduled for engine replacement then, which means the Kennecott may fill in for the Mat. If it does, the Kennecott would be able to make port calls at one of Skagway's other docks. Woodrow says there's a very specific reason the Kennecott would need to be the fill-in ferry.
Really, the only options we have for providing vehicle service is through the existing dock, using the ramps that are on that dock, as well as the vehicle doors that are in the current Marine Highway System fleets, or to use the Kennecott, which has a vehicle elevator that could then call on one of the cruise ship docks.
Even if the project were delayed to winter of 2017 and the Kennecott filled in, Skagway would see severely reduced service. Woodrow says the Kennecott would sail all the way to and from Prince Rupert, so it would make just 1 or 2 port calls in Skagway per week. This Thursday, the Borough Assembly plans to discuss the dock refurbishment options and decide whether to request DOT postpone the project until next winter. Woodrow says the downside to delay is that the state will have to keep making band-aid repairs. It would be more cost-effective to get the project done as soon as possible.
We are still exploring every option possible to see if there is a way that we can provide service to Skagway while the dock is being worked on, even if it means passenger only, foot traffic only, no vehicles. We're still looking at all options before we say that service will be disrupted for a certain time period.
Woodrow says DOT will continue talking to Skagway officials about the possibilities. He says the department will probably make a decision about when to refurbish the ferry dock by the end of the summer. A mandatory public comment period that caught the Haynesboro Port and Harbor Advisory Committee by surprise has prompted a special meeting this week. Committee Chair Norm Hughes says the meeting will focus only on the required Army Corps of Engineers 408 permit as part of the Portage Cove Harbor Expansion Project. More specifically, the meeting was called to decide whether the committee wants to submit a comment. The Army Corps requires a 2-week public comment period on the 408 before things can continue to move forward. Hughes says since there has already been a 2-week comment period on the 404 permit, the committee thought it was covered. The 404 is a permit required in conjunction with the Clean Water Act and is necessary when fill material is discharged in water. The 408 permit is needed when a proposed project could potentially impact an existing Army Corps development. Hughes says the committee is doing its due diligence by publicly advertising the meeting, but it might only last a few minutes. At borough meetings last week, members of the public spoke out both for and against the current harbor expansion plan. But Hughes says the design is at 95%, so aside from minor modifications, the expansion will go ahead as planned. The assembly approved the 95% design at an April meeting. The special meeting of the Port and Harbor Advisory Committee is scheduled for Thursday at 10:30 a.m. Beer drinkers will take a flavorful tour of Alaska and the Yukon at the upcoming 24th Annual Alaska Craft Beer and Homebrew Fest. More than 20 brewers will share their concoctions with nearly 2,000 attendees. Haynes Brewing Company owner Paul Wheeler says the local beer fest was a major motivation for him to start his brewery.
Having a beer festival in Haynes without having a brewery in Haynes just seemed kind of ridiculous, so I got working on building the brewery.
The Haynes Brewery's Spruce Tip Ale, Rapinski Porter, and more will be joined by beer from around 20 Alaska and Yukon breweries. Jessica Edwards is director of the Southeast Alaska State Fair, which organizes the beer festival.
New beer this year at the festival will be from Kodiak Brewing. We'll have several from Anchorage, couple from Fairbanks. Southeast Alaska will be well represented again with Baranoff Island and Skagway and Haynes Brewing Company. Yukon, of course, we've got two now from the Yukon.
As people drink, they can listen to music at two stages on the fairgrounds and sample food from eight vendors, including one devoted to bacon. The festival is made up of a few events. On Friday, May 27th, the homebrew contest that tends to attract around 100 entries each year takes place. The main beer tasting is on Saturday, May 28th, from 1 to 5 p.m. For 200 people who want to have more personal time with the brewers, organizers added an hour-long connoisseurs tasting right before the regular event this year. Wheeler says he thinks it's a great idea.
There's still this opportunity, you know, a want of this opportunity to be able to talk to a brewer that's at the table pouring the beer. And it's really hard to do that if, you know, in a big, big crowd.
The Friday night before the tasting, Seattle-based restaurateur Travis Kuchel will chef the gourmet brewer's dinner for the fourth year.
Travis is, he really likes locally sourced foods, and he has done a great job over the years refining the menu as he learns what he can get well easily here in Haynes.
Edwards says Senator Lisa Murkowski plans to attend the dinner. Beer Fest sold out in record time this year, but Edwards says there's been some worry about how a new event could impact Beer Fest. Alaska Crafted is an Anchorage festival to showcase state brewers and distillers. It's scheduled the weekend before Beer Fest, which could pose a problem for smaller breweries that don't have the staff to travel two weekends in a row.
I think it won't have a huge competing effect in terms of Beer Fest vendors for us this year, and I'm hoping that just with some thoughtful discussion of the dates next year, we can really avoid any potential conflicts for people.
Edwards says the hint of competition with Alaska Crafted has shown how supportive many brewers are of the Haynes Festival.
It's not an us against them thing in any way, shape, or form, but it has been an opportunity, I think, for people just to say how much they really love this festival and how it feels like their festival.
Tourism director Leslie Ross says accommodations around town are booking up fast for the last weekend in May. The borough allows overflow camping at Clinkett Park and Port Chilcoot Beach during the festival. It also has extra staff working to keep things clean. Ross says the borough will meet with organizers this week to plan for Haines' first major influx of summer visitors. Information about Beer Fest can be found at seakfair.org. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.